Oh, why does it hurt so much to be with you? I don't want to hurt. I don't want to feel.
I am sorry you are hurt. I have to go.
Hearing this, I grip his arms tighter, refusing to let go. Pa, I miss you so much. I miss sitting on your lap like I did in Phnom Penh.
I have to go, but I will look after you always,
Pa says softly, putting me down on the ground. I hold on to his finger and beg him not to leave me. No! No, stay! Pa, stay with us. Please don't leave. I miss you, and I am scared. What will happen to us? Where will you go? Take me with you. Pa looks at me, his eyes brown and warm. I reach out my hands to him, but the farther I reach, the farther away he moves, until he fades away completely. My body fights to sleep when the sun shines through our door to tell us it is morning. I want to stay asleep forever, just so I can be with him. In the real world, I don't know when I will ever see Pa again. Slowly, I open my eyes with Pa's face still lingering in my vision. It is not the face of the gaunt old man the soldiers took away, but the face of the man I once thought was a god. It was during our trip to Angkor Wat that I first thought Pa was a god. I was only 3 or 4 years old then. With my hand in Pa's, we entered the area of Angkor Thom, one of the many temple sites there. The gray towers loomed large before us like stone mountains. On each of the towers, giant faces with magnificent headdresses looked out in different directions over our land. Staring at the faces, I exclaimed, "Pa, they look like you! The gods look like you!" Pa laughed and walked me into the temple. My eyes could not leave those huge round faces with their almond-shaped eyes, flat noses, and full lips, all of Pa's features. Waking up, I try to hold on to these images of Pa, even as we resume our lives without him. Ma returns to the field, working 12 to 14 hours a day, and leaves Gek behind with Chu. With Gek toddling after us, Chu and I and the other children work in the gardens and do menial labor in the village. It has been over a month since Pa was taken away. Ma seems to have recovered and is trying to get on with her life, but I know I will never see her truly smile again. Sometimes late at night, I am awakened by the sound of Ma sobbing on the steps, still waiting for Pa. Her body slumped like an old woman, she leans against the doorframe, her arms wrapped around herself.